Hello, lovelies, and thank you for tuning in to Come As You Are podcasts. Today's topic is what trusting in the Lord means for Christians. I spoke with a fellow Christian and best friend of mine, Megan Smith, who spoke from her heart and out of love for Jesus. She also gave two powerful scriptures that stood out to her. Join me in listening to the phone conversation I had with her.
What does trusting in the Lord mean for Christians? I used the scriptures Jeremiah chapter 17 verses 7 to 8 and Psalm 32 verse 10. Psalm 32 verse 10 was, "Many are the woes of the wicked, but the Lord's unfailing love surrounds the one who trusts him." Jeremiah chapter 17 verses 7 to 8 was, "But blessed is the one who trusts in the Lord, whose confidence is in him. They will be like a tree planted by the water that sends out its roots by the stream. It does not fear when heat comes. Its leaves are always green. It has no worries in a year of drought and never fails to bear fruit." So my question to you again is, what does trusting in the Lord mean for Christians? Like, what is your interpretation?
My favorite verse is, "For I can do all things through Christ who gives me strength." Philippians 4:13.
Yes.
That stuck to me every time.
Yeah, and how does that connect to Christians trusting in the Lord? What significance does that scripture hold for you?
Keep in mind that God's like always watching you and just gives you strength no matter what's going to happen or happening.
Yes, exactly. I said that, you know, God will never fail us as long as we trust in him and honor his word. So to trust in God means that, like you said, we can do all things through him who strengthens us. And he has demonstrated time after time again that he will watch over and protect us. So therefore, there isn't any need for us to not trust him.
Exactly.
Yeah. So is there any other scripture that comes to mind or that you really wanted to share that you think other Christians could benefit from who do struggle with trusting in the Lord?
Proverbs 3:5. "Trust in love with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding."
Why do you choose that one? What did you like the most about it that you feel other Christians can take note of?
Like, trust in the Lord, he will guide you.
Mm-hmm.
And not go on your own. That's what I got out of it.
Yeah, and then how do you connect it personally? And then what experiences have you had where you trusted in God and he really followed through for you?
I would say praying. Praying helps you, like, get through things and wait and see what would happen.
Mm-hmm. So having patience, you would say, is also important for trust.
Yes.
To you, what does trusting in God mean to him?
That he's almighty and powerful.
Amen. God is almighty and powerful. I can pinpoint a few of the many significant ideas Megan had for trusting in the Lord, which is to pray and keep in mind that he is always watching us. He does not want anything bad to happen to his children, and so having patience and believing in his power and in him are part of that trust that we need to show Jesus. She also said that that trust in the Lord is what would help him to guide us, which was a great interpretation of Proverbs chapter 3, verse 5. I hope you learned from and enjoyed listening to her thoughts on the topic. Stay tuned for the next podcast, and God bless.